Kicking off this weekend, thanks to Blacktown Arts Centre, Magnify Festival will be activating sites all across Blacktown and the wider Western Sydney region through a series of music, theatre and live performance installations. And right now I'm joined on the line with Maria Matar, one of the producers who's making this celebration possible. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Magnify Festival kicks off this weekend and will be running until mid-September. What are the biggest moments that we can look forward to?
Well, today we've got a beautiful, intimate music concert with First Nations artist Ursula Jovich, embedded in the courtyard of the Holy Family Parish here at Emerton. I'm here right now setting up, actually. It's a beautiful sunny day. The kookaburras chirping in the background. She's created a new music work based on elders with interviews with local Aboriginal elders, and that'll be presented for the first time today. So we're all really excited about that, and we've been working deeply with the local Aboriginal community, the Barbain Aboriginal Corporation and Mugulan Performing Arts to make that happen.
That sounds incredible. I was actually going to ask you about that particular work, but you've answered my question.
That starts at 3 o'clock today.
Wonderful. So alongside the celebrations, there are 8 new works with activations taking place in laneways and showgrounds and restaurants and nursing homes. Can you tell us a little bit more about who else is featured in those different activations?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Next week we have an exhibition opening at the Blacktown Arts Centre called Amplified, and that involves 2 amazingly talented local brothers, the Aaron brothers, Ernest and Andrew Aaron, and they're collaborating on a multimedia, immersive, experimental music space, fusing experimental sound manipulation, sampling, digital photography and film, and they'll be activating that space with a live performance and artist talk on Saturday, the 10th of August, at Blacktown Arts. And following that, we have a beautiful storytelling experience with one of our African elders, Asefa Bekele. It's an evening of food, music and storytelling at a local Ethiopian restaurant in Blacktown. And he's been a leader helping some of the African community settle in our area. And he's a writer, but he's been working with an amazing director, Robert Coleman, to put together that special experience, which will be on the 16th and 17th of August in Blacktown. And another highlight for me is a pop-up short film festival by local artists in the Blacktown Showground. We've also got a new Spanish dance work in a Spanish-speaking nursing home courtyard in September, which closes the festival. And that's by artist Pepe Molina, who was again did a residency at the Spanish-speaking nursing home to talk to residents about memory and movement through flamenco. And she'll be creating a new work. And we're dressing up the courtyard and creating a bit of a Spanish fiesta. We're having paella, churros and a lot of the Spanish-inspired cultural decorations as well.
There is a lot going on.
We're all so excited. But, it's been an amazing, amazing initiative. And we're really getting into the deep grassroots conversations, and the artists are working with these beautiful communities to activate these stories. So we're all really excited.
I'm really interested in the locations that you've used. So you've just mentioned there restaurants and nursing homes and laneways and a few other things. Mm-hmm. How did the location of the Blacktown region kind of inform your curatorial process?
My background is in performance curation. So I developed the programs at the Arts Centre for performance, and I was trying to reimagine what a contemporary performance program would look like in an area for Blacktown. I mean, there's so much arts and culture happening in the suburbs and in different neighbourhoods, on street corners with some people jamming, on Sundays at the churches. You know, there's so much going on. And I thought, you know what, we can't always expect people to come to the institution and engage in arts and cultural practice. We sometimes have to work with artists and communities where they're based and work on, you know, in spaces that have meaning for them. So that's how Magnify was originally dreamed up. And, everyone's just been so excited to get on board.
And you mentioned as well that artists are directly interacting and activating spaces in the community and working collaboratively with members of the community. Yeah. How did that process come about? And that were people very willing to engage?
Yes, like the Blacktown Arts Centre has a really long-standing partnership and relationship with its local diverse communities. We've done a lot of programming throughout many years. So that was our foundation that we built from. So we've worked with Asefa Bekele, who's the Ethiopian playwright, 5 years ago in an emerging African storytelling circle. So we were able to build on that community. And he knows the owner of the Ethiopian restaurant on Main Street, who was so happy to jump on board for this project. And another project, The Good Woman, which is an emerging Afghan woman writing her first play, has worked with the Arts Centre a year ago on another project. So we planted all these seeds and these relationships a long time ago. It was a great opportunity to build on that to create this festival.
So central to Magnify seems to be a very strong connection to community engagement. How are you hoping people from the community engage with the huge variety of works on display for the festival?
I would really like to see different community groups travel to see other events as well as part of the festival and step into something that might be a bit unfamiliar. So as well as you might be an Afghan young woman seeing The Good Woman, the new play, but you might also be inspired to then go see the short film festival, Blacktown Shorts, at the showground with your family and bring a picnic. Or you might be interested in hearing an African elder to talk about his stories and what's happening in contemporary African Australia. So that, I think, was another big inspiration for developing Magnify. We're hoping our audiences will be interested in experiencing a range of stories.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like an incredible project, and I hope that it goes wonderfully over the next 7 weeks.